Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. I got a good one for you today because you think you're having a bad week. I know some people that are having a much worse week than you are right now. Like, subscribe, comment on the video, share the video. And today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold, which I will talk about in a bit. But first things first, the Boeing company released its finances and its numbers for the third quarter of 2024. And it's lost $6 billion in the third quarter. $6 billion. There is a strike looming that the machinists are going to vote on, the union is, and it doesn't look good right now for Boeing. But that's not even the half of it. Yeah, we've been hearing that they're losing money, Dan. That's awful. Here's where it gets even worse. They had a satellite blow to bits in space this week. The IS-33E satellite was up in the air, and it was a communication satellite that handled Europe, Australia, and that part of the world, and it completely disintegrated. Blew up, gone, broken to at least 20 pieces. Now, think about this. Talking about your reputation getting destroyed, yeah, from bad to worse, guys. From bad to worse. Now, the worst thing about this is that the satellite, when it broke up, I mean, it's just, there's no excuse for it. There's no reason. It wasn't like it was having difficulty. The satellite went up originally in August of 2016, January of 2017. It went into action where they could use it at that point. Wild, guys. Absolutely wild. But a company that's completely upside down, Boeing. There you go. So you think you've got it bad, Boeing's got it worse. Apple's another one that's having a bad week. Apple and Goldman Sachs right now issued the Apple Card. And the Apple Card was going to be this thing that was going to revolutionize credit cards and revolutionize payments. And in 2019, it was released. But here's the problem with this. The story is below, and it's beautiful. Think about this. The arrogance of people. This is what kills people. This is what kills companies. This is what makes things awful. Boeing is a very arrogant company. Boeing, because of the, hundreds of billions of dollars in business that they do, thinks that they are, they don't have to answer to you and I. They don't have to answer to the normal people of the world. They do. Same thing with Apple. Apple and Goldman Sachs issued this credit card. 4 days before they issued the credit card, they realized that there was no way of disputing charges effectively. Well, we're Apple. Who's going to dispute the charges with us? Mr. Squirrel's working. That guy's working harder than a lot of people I know. Anyways, so think about this. They just got fined by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and it was a $45 million fine. $25 million to Apple, $19 million for Goldman Sachs, where they have to issue refunds to people. Terrible, guys. Absolutely a huge figure. But people that have this Apple Card, do any of you use that? Because I've heard nothing good about, not one thing good about the Apple Card. And what they're blaming initially, it was like, hey, remember COVID hit right after that. And after COVID hit, all bets were off with the way people ran their companies. No, you guys couldn't dispute charges. They have people out there that were buying things that didn't get them, and like your regular credit card, well, I just want to dispute this charge. We can't do that. We don't have a mechanism for that. Well, when they could dispute things, it was such a delay in getting paid that part of this settlement is that Goldman Sachs has to give people $19 million back of their money. Now, guys, I'm talking about 2019. Insult to injury, completely worthless. You wait, 5 years to get your money. Yeah, I did. I bought that tortilla maker, and I never got it. It's funny. I talked about buying things. I bought this electric tortilla maker online during COVID and never got it. And I'm still pissed off at the company about that. And I joke about that every now and then with my friends. But if I would have paid for it on the Apple Card, I definitely wouldn't have got my money back. So that's the thing about this, guys. You're seeing all these different companies that are just having difficult times right now. And the finances, nobody wants to admit that things are bad. Nobody wants to talk about this. You know, Boeing's loss is absolutely huge. And the one thing that you're seeing is so many bankruptcies also when it comes to all these different restaurants. Now, it looks like TGI Fridays is going to be the next restaurant chain to go bankrupt. Once again, guys, everybody that has a job at these places, that's the most devastating part of this thing, because it really is. But look at things as a whole. Nothing is the way it used to be. Nothing. Nothing is consistent. Nobody has any money. Everybody needs to cut back. When you look at all these bankruptcies and all these problems with all these different companies, this is a trend that is not going to go away. It doesn't matter who gets into office. You're going to see a major problem with these banks. I had dinner last night with some business partners and spoke to an attorney until late. And we were talking about different things with the economy. And you're just going to see chaos in 2025. Now, that's a good thing, guys. And you can sit there and go, well, this guy's insane. If you know that trouble is coming and you don't prepare for it, that's on you. Don't walk down a dark alley that's known for crime. Oh, okay. It's a good idea, you know. But if you know this, prepare yourself for this. Prepare yourself. I have had so many people write me since yesterday's video about the problem with the insurance companies and preparing. And one woman said, hey, I called my insurance company. They said, oh, we have a checklist. Would you like it? Yeah, how come they don't suggest that up front? You want to be a good insurance agent for those agents out there? Send out an email with, hey, here's the checklist of things you should have in your car. Here's the checklist of things you should have in your house, your boat. You know, the thing about this is that one thing that people have made fun of me for is have a disposable camera in your car. Because if you have a problem, that funky bird right there, if you have a problem with the accident, your cell phone gets lost, broken, damaged, whatever, and you pull out the disposable camera, it's always good to have a backup for stuff like that. You know, people need to prepare for when there's going to be problems. It's just that simple. Boeing's not doing that. Boeing just had a satellite blow up. Think about that. Those two people, Butch and Suni, I'll never forget their names. The two astronauts that are stuck in space, we're supposed to forget about these people. This is what is wrong with the world. You don't sit there and deal with this stuff. And now this company has a satellite go kablooey. And after that happens, that's bad, guys. It's bad. Let me know what you think about all this stuff so far. And again, from bad to worse, guys. Let me know. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Think about this, guys. The winner going into 2025 is the best asset class ever that you can be part of. And that is to get yourself into precious metals. The best place to do this is Patriot Gold Group. Call them today, 888-330-1431. They sell all different types of precious metals. But think about this. When you think of gold hitting all-time highs, silver up 40%, this is something you can't ignore. I always refer back to Bob Kudla, who says, when metal starts to take off, the sky's the limit. It's going to keep going. Brian Moynihan, the CEO of Bank of America, just said that gold is going to go well above $3,000 an ounce. You don't want to miss this. Patriot Gold is number one rated for 8 years in a row for good reason. Their customer service is absolutely amazing. Call them or fill out the link below, and they will answer all your questions. Do it today before it's too late. 888-330-1431 is their phone number. And again, number one rated, best in class service. Get a hold of gold today. Contact Patriot Gold. Is our national debt a crisis? I am not the only one that thinks yes. It is going to kill us. It's going to be the thing that's going to make it so that we're going to bankrupt this country. When you think about this, when you do things that are foolish, if you go out and you gamble all the time, or you spend, you know, wastefully, you know, dinners and just nonsense that you're never going to get back, kind of like what our government's doing with Green New Deals and with, you know, the illegals coming in that don't contribute. They're just taking a check from us. When you have that and it's contributing to our national debt, we're writing checks that we're borrowing money on. It's insanity, absolutely insanity. And is this a crisis? Well, again, I grew up believing that our politicians were a big deal, guys. Oh my gosh, this guy's a city councilman. I dated a girl in high school. Her dad was the mayor of our city. And oh my gosh, I had a tremendous amount of respect for that guy, okay? And then I found out he was a degenerate gambler. Anyways, the point was, you know, you'd sit there and you go, oh my gosh, congressmen, these people are not better than you and I. They don't even care about us right now. That's what's funny. So these people are in charge of us. They're in charge of themselves and how they can benefit their own lives. That's their gig right now. And when you look at this, and you just print more money, that's what we're going to do. Let these people in. Someone's going to take care of it. I'm telling you this right now. Your grandchildren, your kids, your nieces and nephews, everybody in school right now is being dramatically affected by the lack of resources that is in these schools. I know right now that our personal friends and acquaintances and family members know four people that stopped being teachers in the last 5 years because of the chaos and the insanity of everything that's going on with teaching right now. Why would I put up with this? Why would I do this to teach 60 kids in a classroom? 60 kids in a classroom. Okay, hello, children, open to page 19. You know what I mean? It's nuts right now. One thing we've talked about a lot with insurance is protecting yourself. There is a viral video out there. There's a great story out of the New York Post where a guy had a dash cam in his car and he's driving down one of the beltways in New York, and the people stop, cut him off, stop, and then back up and ram into him. And then you realize in the car that there is trash bags over the back window. Everybody gets out and they're all holding their head and stumbling like they've been hurt, and they're the ones that backed into this guy. And what are you doing? Okay, well, what it was, an insurance scam that the guy would have been totally guilty of, because it looks like he rear-ended them, but if he didn't have the dash cam, they would be screwed. So should you get a dash cam? Most people should if you drive a lot, but I'm telling you, document everything when things happen. I had a guy, I was driving in the airport to pick my daughter up in the last year, and pulled the van in to pick up my daughter and literally scraped the guy's car. Oh my God, you destroyed my car. Here's my insurance information. Have a nice day, okay? Nobody was hurt. There was literally a scrape in the car that when I took the picture and sent it to the insurance company, they go, is that, yeah, I gotta blow it up. You know what I mean? That's what he's bitching about. So, oh, okay, yeah. I don't wanna talk to the guy. Hey, they're denying my claim, and you know, you risked my daughter's life because she was in the car. Do you know what I mean? Insanity, guys, insanity. So protect yourself, make sure you document, make sure you have a relationship with your insurance person right now, because like the people have written me and said, hey, we made a list, what else should we have? Be ready for stuff like this. People have nothing. Let's resort to crime. Let's resort to faking an insurance accident. You know, we can make this go away if you give me $500, okay? It's a good day for somebody, you know? Be ready for this. Read the story below and you can see the video through the New York Post. But crazy, this is happening more and more and more. Okay? Plus, when people do crimes, they're not getting prosecuted. So let's hope that there's going to be justice and there's going to be a reverse in this trend where there's going to be accountability for things like this, okay? Let me know what you think so far. Here's one for you. There was a recall for deodorant, and it was Cymbalta, 7,100 bottles of this, Deluxetine, which had a cancer-causing agent in it. Again, when you hear stuff like this, look at this stuff. You know, a lot of the stuff was sold in Europe and around the world, but pay attention to this. Now, two other things that are wild right now. Starbucks right now, you know, they did a change in their stores about 2 years ago, you know, we're not going to be the, you know, second office to you. We're just going to be a place that sells coffee. Well, sales suffered, guys, because if I'm going to spend, you know, $7 on a cup of coffee, I want to be able to use the internet and sit there and have a chair. When you walk in these places, a lot of them don't even have places to sit down anymore. So the new CEO says, you know what we're going to do? We're going to bring it back. Okay. Bringing sexy back, and we're bringing coffee back and the internet back. And, but you know what the problem with our audience is? They don't have any money. They're hurting right now. So when people are hurting, they're spending less money. Oh, that's novel, isn't it, guys? Remember, value. What is the value that you're getting from this experience? Well, at Starbucks, it was coffee that tasted burnt to me, and I got the internet. So it's what I would put up with to do that. I'll tell you another coffee company that really shot himself in the foot, was themselves in the foot, and that was CBT off Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf, had the greatest coffee rewards program ever. You spend $40, you get a free cup of coffee, and you get all these perks to buy stuff. It was fantastic. The app was great. Well, we changed that now. It's a different tiered system. Well, I'm platinum. Well, not anymore, you're not. So the fact that I used to have a CBTL coffee maker and would spend thousands of dollars a year on this, okay? They got rid of that. And the other thing was, and I've told this story before, sorry to repeat myself, I had a CBTL coffee maker. If it leaked, if it broke, you had to use their pods. They would fix it for free and send you out a new one. And 2 years ago, hey, listen, I said, hey, my coffee maker broke. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, you're a platinum member. I really appreciate that. There's some bad news, though. You bought the coffee maker, and it's out of warranty. What do you mean it's out of warranty? Yeah, you bought it a year and 5 days ago. You have to buy a new coffee maker. I'm like, how long's the warranty? A year. So from a guy who spends thousands of dollars a year on coffee, you're going to kick me out for that? Yeah. It was the, I have spent about $40 there since that time. So, you know, these companies do this to themselves. McDonald's right now had its worst stock day since COVID yesterday because they had to pull the quarter pounder with cheese from the stores at certain East Coast locations because they say that there's an onion mixture that could have listeria. Have you noticed this? By the way, listeria is not going to kill you unless you're elderly, young, or you already have, you know, illnesses and things like that. But again, the Listeria Festival continues. So let me know. Here's more corporate shenanigans. Ernst & Young is arguably one of the largest accounting companies in the world. They fired a bunch of staffers this week for doing something my son did. And that was, they had what they call Ernst & Young Ignite Week, where we would ignite you to get new knowledge and learn new things. Sounds exciting, guys. It sounds like you'd get some knowledge from them. Well, staffers were like, I don't want to do this. So what the staffers did was they went out and took multiple courses at one time. They'd sign up for these online classes and basically four or five of them at a time just to get through it and not have their boss give them a problem. Because listen, they're not even going to check to see if you took this class. Then all of a sudden, because of online, you know, accountability and tracking and things like that, they found out, John, how could you be in five classes at one time? I think that would be resourceful. I got my client load done. No, they fired people for this. So that's great. American Airlines, again, I hate the airlines. And I'll tell you why. During COVID, you and I gave the airline industry, listen to this number, $65 billion. What did they do with it? Spent it. Squandered it, didn't fix things. Here's a perfect example of something they didn't fix. American Airlines just got fined, okay, I want to make sure I have the number right, $50 million, $50 million for not having adequate amounts of wheelchairs and for the wheelchair access actually hurting people. Imagine you put grandma or somebody with disabilities in a wheelchair, slide them through an airport and they cut their arms or they get hurt using the wheelchair. And American Airlines says, the number is so excessive, we don't know how many people were hurt. How about that? Read the article below because it's insane. But you've got $50 million. And again, we gave these guys, there were one of them, $65 billion and did not, you know, your on-time service is not there. The food quality is not there. The service quality is not there. They're trying to pay people as little as possible. And grandma's getting injured on the wheelchair access. Okay? So terrible, guys. Absolutely just corporate scumbags at American Airlines. So, okay. Needless to say, we will not be doing commercials for American Airlines here at Island anytime soon. Hi, do you guys want to be late? Want to have a wheelchair that's broken? Let's fly American, okay? I'm going to finish this video with a few things. First one is we have a private channel called I Allegedly Live. You can sign up using the link below, or you can go to iallegedly.tv. We're about to be put in the App Store too, which is super cool. Google Store. I'm very excited about this. But a lot of expanding of the channel and different things that we're going to be doing as we finish the year out and we go into 2025. But you guys want to see things that we can't talk about other places, go to iAllegedly Live, okay? If you want to do something good, make sure you're going to vote. Make sure you're take your ballot in, you walk in and make sure you vote. You can do some good in the world by helping people that may not be able to drive, elderly people, getting them down and doing their civic duty and voting for whatever they want, for whoever they want, anybody, as long as they vote. But take the ballots in, make sure these people understand propositions in your local neck of the woods, and just do this, okay? So there is a house that took basically 12 years to build. It's called the Sandcastle in La Jolla, California. And it's one of those things that when you see it, like from pictures and from the water and from driving by, you're like, that is stunning. It's $108 million. He just listed it for that. Darwin Deason, $108 million for a house. Okay. What's the payment, Dan? Anyways, do you guys have FHA financing on that? Can I put 3% down? Please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And be kind to one another. Be thoughtful. Be helpful to everybody right now. But just understand, there's so many people having a difficult time right now. And the problem with this is when finances go bad, things get worse. Don't forget about people right now. You need me? hello@iallegedly.com. You have any story ideas or anything? I'm all ears. I will see you guys very soon. I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you soon.